The Minotaur by Barbara Vine. Read by Sean Thomas. Now. One of the women buying amber was so much like Mrs. Cosway that it gave me a shock to see her. She seemed shorter, but people shrink with age. Otherwise, the likeness from her curly white hair to her spindly legs and fine ankles was almost uncanny. She was holding up a string of pale yellow beads, looking at them and smiling with that excitement you only see on the faces of women who love shopping and pretty things. Charles has a theory that if you are in X, a distant place you have never been to before, and while there you meet or pass in the street your nearest and dearest, a spouse or lover or even your child, you won't recognize them. Not only do you not expect to see them there, you know they can't be there because you have certain knowledge that at this moment they are hundreds of miles away. Of course, they can be there, they are there. They have deceived you, or your knowledge of their whereabouts is in fact very uncertain, but the chances are you will pass on, telling yourself this was no more than an extraordinary resemblance. Mrs. Cosway fitted into none of the categories I have named. I hadn't even liked her, but I had certain knowledge of where she was now. She was dead. This woman looked like her, but was someone else. I turned away and began to walk on. She called after me. Kirsten! If she had pronounced my name as it should be pronounced, that is, as, more or less, Shashtin, I might have turned round and gone up to her, but it wouldn't have been a shock. It wouldn't have sent a shiver through me. But she had called me Kirsten, the way the Cosways, all of them except John, invariably had done. I walked across the cobbled square and went up to her.
You don't know me, do you? Of course, I'm awfully changed.